Be seated, please. Friday night, I went to a birthday party. Not the anniversary of a birth, but the first year anniversary of a kind of rebirth. It marked the first solid year of a young man's recovery from alcoholism. This was not his first time around. He had tried to get sober before, but this time he made it an entire year, and he has not been, to use recovery parlance, white-knuckling it during that time. Something had happened to make this different. Going to meetings regularly, that is, meeting with others frequently who have had the same experiences as he. Speaking frequently with a particular person well steeped in recovery and sober himself for years. And significantly, truly believing and trusting in a power greater than himself. It was a wonderful, pretty quiet celebration. By no means was it a graduation party, but like most birthday parties, it was recognition of a milestone in a life's journey. Unlike most birthday parties, it was a moment to reflect on work accomplished, inner and outer work. The birthday boy himself acknowledged that he couldn't take anything like full credit, hardly any at all, for the work itself, certainly not for the will to do the work. That has come and continues to come as a gift from God. Varieties of gifts we read about in 1 Corinthians and manifold works in the Psalm. Volume and diversity. That's what I hear in these readings for this feast day of the Holy Spirit. That's why we're all decked out in red. In those two readings, we get this partial list of God's works. Creatures great and small on land and sea. Doesn't mention air, but I said it's a partial list. Ships and whales that show God's sense of whimsy, mountains, the earth. And then an even more partial list of the Spirit's gifts: wisdom, faith, healing, miracles, prophecy, tongues, speaking in, and interpretation of. These are just samplings of what works God can perform, of the gifts that the Holy Spirit can bestow. I emphasize that it's a sampling, because the church has sometimes narrowly identified the gifts of the Spirit as if we could limit or even know the breadth and depth of God's activities. It might be a matter of semantics, that all gifts can somehow be arranged under these seven headings and that there are subcategories. For instance, one that's not mentioned. The person in recovery from addiction clearly fits the category of healing. Other gifts would be the gift of listening with undivided attention, of empathy with another's suffering, or joy, of decisive action in the face of challenge, of meditation and reflection to allow solutions to emerge, of friendship, of failure, the gift of failure and the ability to learn from it. The list is by definition infinite as it refers to divine activity. It might be strange to be talking about addiction on this day of the Holy Spirit, but I didn't bring it up. It was the crowd who said, looks like they've been drinking new wine. And Peter who says, they're not drunk. More than that, the story of recovery is a story of the spiritual gift of that spiritual gift of failure and learning from that failure or failings. I'm currently reading a book by Roman Catholic Franciscan friar, and you can probably fill in the name for me already, Richard Rohr, who is a prolific writer on themes of spiritual development as part of normal human life. He heads the Center for Action and Contemplation, the title illustrative of that blend of spirit and practicality. In this book, Breathing Underwater, Rohr writes, we're all addicts. Human beings are addicted by nature. Addiction is a modern and an honest description for what the biblical tradition called sin, and medieval Christians called passions or attachments. I'll depart from Rohr for a moment to say I love that the medieval Christians used attachment, not unlike Buddhists talk about that. Back to Rohr. They both realized that serious measures or practices were needed to break out of these illusions and entrapments. Stinking thinking, he says, is the universal addiction. Substance addictions like alcohol and drugs are merely the most visible forms of addiction. But actually, we're all addicted to our habitual ways of doing anything, our own defenses, and most especially, our way of thinking, or how we process our reality. The very fact that we have to say this shows how much we are blinded inside of it. That's all for Rohr, for the moment, explicitly anyway. So my foray into one man's birthday party might have implications for all of us, and not only those of us who are recovering alcoholics or are alcoholics, period. The first step for all of us is to ask the Spirit to help us see ourselves as God sees us, if only one tiny glimpse at a time. The point for today is that God's Holy Spirit, long promised by Jesus as our advocate, our guide in following the way of Jesus, has been present with us always since the beginning of creation. The Spirit moved over the face of the earth. So much was this promise of the Holy Spirit a part of Jesus' mission that following his death and miraculous resurrection from the dead, that is, once he had our attention, he said, here comes the Spirit of God to guide you in the way I have walked among you as one of you. This gift I give you will always be with you, will always do for you what you cannot do for yourself. That same Spirit can accomplish in us and through us more than we can even imagine on our own. God's Holy Spirit is the real thing, not an illusion, not a trick of mind or sleight of hand. God's Holy Spirit helps us to understand each other, whether in 12-step meetings of a half dozen people or in summits of international leaders gathered together in peace talks. This Holy Spirit, which moved over the face of the earth in creation, continues to move over, around, and within all of us and every one of us. We also remember today, these things coincide, those who have died in the cause of freedom and defense of peace. Let us remember that God alone can inspire such courage, regardless of the ways in which these courageous people themselves see the situation. Only God can bring lasting peace to this troubled world we call home. God, working in us and through us, can make the impossible possible and change the hearts of those who are addicted to alcohol, greed, power, or anything else. God can and will and has promised to heal our souls and the soul of all humankind, as God flamboyantly promised on this day of Pentecost. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.